Neighborhood diners have been a staple in New Hampshire campaigns for decades. They offer easy access to voters, personable settings, and a wide range of age groups. This week, NHPR's Paige Sutherland takes us to one popular stop on the campaign diner tour in Concord.
Hello, how are you?
Good, nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you?
Can I get a selfie with you?
Sure.
Senator, can I get a
selfie? That was Senator Rand Paul talking with voters on a rainy Tuesday afternoon at the packed Corner View restaurant located in McKee Square. This local restaurant, which has been serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner since 1996, has had its fair share of candidates over the past few decades, including Al Gore, John Edwards, and former President George Bush. This year, Chris Christie, Bernie Sanders, and Ben Carson have made visits.
Good morning. How are
you
folks doing? Ben Carson.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Is this a great place for breakfast?
It is.
Restaurant owner Art Thompson says because the restaurant brings in a wide range of people, it's a good spot for candidates to reach all types of voters.
It's one of the few real neighborhood eateries that brings in A to Z clientele from the city. Doctors, lawyers, older people, retired, working people.
And with only roughly 20 tables, the restaurant is also a good place for voters to get some one-on-one time with the candidates, whether that means asking for autographs, taking selfies, or in the case of Rebecca Chicoine of Laconia, asking Rand Paul to sign his family cookbook.
Sure. It's such a good cookbook. It was such a hit.
Thank you. Yeah, we want to know if you have a favorite.
Now, my mom always says my favorite is shrimp and rice casserole.
Or something more serious, like talking to candidates about specific issues, like Jean Bartlett of Deering.
You know, I'm concerned about the militarization of our police force.
And getting up close and personal with candidates at no-frills diners like the Corner View is what New Hampshire politics is all about. But being a political set piece has not changed how Thomas runs his restaurant. No extra specials, no advertising, and no political memorabilia are draped on the walls when candidates arrive.
We don't do anything out of the ordinary. We don't even announce it. We just let the regular folks come in as is.
Customers like Carol Webb of Bow, who has been a regular here for 30 years.
It's a comfortable place to come. I've gotten to know the waitresses, and I've got coffee and water sitting on the table when I get here, and, you know, it's kind of fun.
And Jean Bartlett, who gets the same dish almost every time she comes.
Notorious Nikki. It's a sandwich. It's ham and cheese and coleslaw, and they saute it. It's a wonderful sandwich. That's what I get here.
As Thomas will tell you, the cooking isn't anything fancy. But that's what gives the restaurant its charm, he says.
It's not a high pedigree organization with a lot of saute and chef work in the back. It's just a place you want to go to when you're hungry.
The menu ranges from traditional style breakfast, turkey clubs, to meatloaf and lobster rolls, with specials for every day of the week, all at a reasonable price.
It's down home cooking. Yeah, New Hampshire style.
That was Penny Young of Concord, who says she has been coming here for low price comfort food for almost 20 years now. Thomas expects more presidential candidates to stop by later this year, but he says he isn't holding his breath for the current GOP frontrunner.
The one guy I haven't seen yet is Donald Trump, and I'm not so sure I will. I think his jet wouldn't land in Concord.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.